man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run.
Make us run. Raised on shotgun. Welcome to the show, folks. It is November 2nd, 2017, and you're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, and the show is live. Your calls, welcome here, live at 800-313-9443, as we delve into the last 24 hours of the Trump Phenomenon. And as it has been true every single day of the primaries, then the general election, then the interim between the election on November 8th and the swearing in on January 20th, and then every day since as President of the United States, there has been a constant flow of good news for patriots, with not a day, really, not a dark day in the whole period. The media was calling Monday Black Monday for Donald Trump, but there have been no Black Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or any other days for Donald Trump or for the Trump revolution, the Trump phenomenon, the Trump effect, the Trump train. All those names apply to this event that has no precursor in American history. This has never happened before in our history or the history of any European nation. This is the most amazing recovery of a nose-diving nation any of us will get to witness in our lifetimes. Here's a just to kind of give you the character of it in Ann Coulter's most recent column. Here's her last sentence. Let's see her. Here she says, it's at the end of her latest column. She says, let's see here. How much should I read? Since announcing his candidacy, Donald Trump has done very little to make Muslims feel their space is safe. Immediately after the election, the Southern Poverty Law Center documented 140,849 reports of hijabs being ripped off marginalized Muslim women on college campuses across the nation. Now, I think she's... Now, you got to know this about Ann Coulter. Her writing is absolutely chock full of irony and poetic phraseology. So I don't know. I don't think there were 140,000 reports. I think she's saying, the BS is piling higher and higher. Then she goes on, ironically, Trump wants to end the very diversity lottery that allowed Saifulu, Saifulo to come to this country in the first place. The last thing we want to do is alienate members of this community. We need more members of the community to come here so they can warn us about other members of their community. New York's badass governor, Andrew Cuomo, said it best. New Yorkers will not be intimidated. Ordinary people who don't have security guards will have to learn to live with the occasional terrorist attack. True patriotism is having faith in the country's ability to respond creatively with extra airport screening, bollards, closed circuit cameras, checkpoints, heavy policing, and fewer public events. If we truly, as a country, are committed to the American ideal of justice and equality for all, we can't wait until a crisis happens to build bridges, educate, counteract false narratives, and foster peace. I want to believe that a massive re-education program about white privilege would work. But at this point, we might have sunk too deep into our own Eurocentric entitlement for white people to begin to unpack their privilege. And remember, this is, you know, Ann Coulter, well, the sarcasm gets so heavy that you have to sort of take a deep breath between paragraphs. What I would really like to have, but despair of ever having, is an honest conversation about race, requiring white Americans to sit down and patiently listen to hours and hours of angry denunciations of their privilege. Perhaps the Latino Victory Fund could lead it. And then here's her actual meaning here, with all the sarcasm gone, here's her actual meaning. But unfortunately, we are a nation of cowards. I know it takes balls to say that, but like Governor Cuomo, I am all balls. I tell you, Ann Coulter's angry, folks, and so are we all. But man, she really can lay it on. Here's some more headlines here that we can look at, and I'm going to bring up the caller board here. Let me just do that in case I get a phone call here at 800-313-9443. I'm going solo here tonight. Of course, the Harvey Wood story, everyone who's even barely conscious in America is aware that Harvey Wood is exploding. Every tabloid magazine, cover, front cover to back cover, the explosion of revelations about left-wing Hollywood and its corruption and depravity. That story continues apace, not slackening at all. A good story on Breitbart by the correspondent covering this great work by Donald Trump. James Dellingpole is covering the global warming hoax, and his latest article, Trump Vindicated, now even the UN confirms that the Paris Climate Accord was a complete waste of space. And in the articles that he writes accompanying this, he points out that the bullet that we dodged when our president got us out of the Paris Climate Accord that Barack Hussein Obama signed saved us not billions of dollars, trillions of dollars. That's a good story. We may come back to that. Here's another encouraging story. This one covered by Michael Patrick Lay at Breitbart. The establishment is crumbling. Latest poll shows that Mitch McConnell and his Senate allies' approval ratings are in freefall. Oh, give you a little of the detail of this one because it's so encouraging. A Politico poll released on Tuesday for the third quarter shows plunging approval ratings for most incumbent senators from both parties among all voters. Republican establishment senators aligned with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell see even more dramatic declines in their net approval ratings among likely Republican primary voters. And here's the good news, folks. The average senator's approval ranking has dropped by 8 net percentage points since the first quarter of 2017. So that's in one quarter, an 8 percentage point drop among the 25 senators with the largest approval drops over this time period. 18 are Republicans and 7 are Democrats. Susan Collins, for example, her net approval among Maine Republicans dropped from plus 38% to minus 2%. So correct me if I'm wrong, any listeners out there who understand this better than I do. That means that she had an overall margin of 38% more people approved of her than disapproved of her one quarter ago. It's now at minus 2%. That is, there are 2% more who disapprove of her than approve of her. And that's a net drop of 40 points, a 40-point swing in one quarter. Here's another one. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, an Alaska Republican. She is a problem. She's a deep stater. She dropped from plus 33% a quarter ago to only plus 2%. That's a 31-point swing. Here's another great data point. I know there's a lot of numbers here, but this is important stuff because it's going to have an effect. Dean Hellers, which is to clean out the swamp, Dean Hellers' net approval, he's the Republican Nevada senator who is being opposed by candidate Tarkanian, who is a patriot and has Steve Bannon's endorsement. Dean Heller, who is a never-Trumper, his approval rating, it's the net approval rating, has dropped from a positive 41% to a positive 16%, a 25-point plunge. And then also encouraging Mitch McConnell, has had a 15% net drop since the second quarter. So he's also, and he is now the least popular senator in America, Mitch McConnell. And I would first and foremost credit Steve Bannon and Breitbart with making that happen. Let's see here. There were some more dramatic droppings. Republican Senator Shelley Moore Caputo of West Virginia plunging. Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado plunging, down 18 points each. And just looking down here, all of it good news. Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, who's already flaked out with a 48% disapproval rating. Senator Claire McCaskill, who's a Democrat, she's plunging. Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, plunging. Senator Orrin Hatch, plunging. 41% disapproving of Orrin Hatch. And anyway, the whole thing. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia. We've got a Republican, Steve Bannon endorsed candidate going against Joe Manchin. And Joe Manchin, his approval rating is plunging. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, right here in North Dakota where I am, her approval rating is going down severely. So that's a good one. She's a Democrat here in North Dakota, a state that voted 2-1 for Donald Trump. No state voted more solidly for Donald Trump than North Dakota. So all of those numbers very good. And the important thing is that it's a broad-based phenomenon. It's national. It's in all the states. It's in the Senate. It's in the House. And so we're looking at a phenomenon. It's not just one man. It's not just Donald Trump. It's retaking our government. I've got a caller here, Rhonda. Rhonda in Missouri, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, James. How are you?
Very, very well. Hey. Thank you.
Hmm? Do you have Paul with you tonight? Paul and George, or just Paul?
No, it's just me. I'm soloing. It's just me and you, Rhonda.
Just me and you. Okay, well, that's fine. Hey, James, I want to just say about owning it. Okay, so there's this commercial. I don't know if they run it in North Dakota, but it's for lingerie for big women. And I'm going to get to a point here. But I thought about this, and I thought, you know, they have these women, these large women, for it's a Lane Bryant commercial, walking around, and they're large in their lingerie, and they just say, just own it. So my point here is that, you know, they're saying they're large. They're owning what they are, right? Because they can't help it.
And but how does this apply? How does this apply to our
It applies like this,
scene?
Because it applies, because I want to just say, why doesn't everybody own what they are? Black, white, Asian, whatever. My point is that when somebody looks to someone else for approval, they should just own what they are. We wouldn't have the problem we're in. We wouldn't have this problem.
Yes.
If they would own it.
Yes, Rhonda,
be
that's true.
Be proud of what you are. Be proud of what
Rhonda,
you are. Embrace your heritage. What?
Let me answer the quandary for you. Answer the question that you implied in what you're saying. If what you're saying, if everybody were, what you're saying is, well, why isn't everybody in the world honest? Well, if everybody in the world were honest, we would live in paradise. And we wouldn't have evil on the face of the earth. We wouldn't. Rhonda, the point is this. We live in a world where people lie. They lie all the time. Not the good guys, but the bad guys lie all the time. And they lie in every conceivable and imaginable way. So, of course, like Senator, I'll give an example here. Senator Chuck Schumer, a few years ago, he gave a speech on the floor of the House, or on the floor of the Senate, rather, in which he was saying, the diversity lottery, which I initiated, he authored it, the diversity lottery is working really well. And I'll tell you how I know it's working really well. Now, get this. He says, as I ride around New York City on my bicycle, I can see how well it's working. Now, Senator Schumer, now that we have this guy, Syapov, who's run over, what did he run over? Bicyclists on the streets of where? New York City. And what did he come in on? Chuck Schumer's diversity lottery. And is Chuck Schumer, is he going to be honest about any of this? No. Mayor de Blasio, Senator Schumer, Governor Andrew Cuomo, they're all liars. How do you know they're lying? You don't need to turn the volume up. Just keep the volume down. Their lips are moving, which means they're lying. And so that's the world. That's the planet that we live on, Rhonda. And so what we are, we're truth tellers. And
no, but
we
James,
are,
Mike.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. So, yeah, they're not going to own. None of those people are going to own anything, which means be honest about anything.
No, but I'm saying look in the mirror, look, here's where I'm at, James, here's where I'm coming from. Look, okay, can
well,
I hold
got,
over,
we got
James?
A break, just for, yes,
can I,
Rhonda,
we,
okay. Right after the break, Rhonda.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave. Ain't no sense in the action.
We're back.
Killing people all the
time. You had a concluding thought there?
You were making the point.
Why don't people just own it? Why don't they just actually tell the truth?
Yeah, well, change the things you can. But, you know, when you're born a certain way, God doesn't make mistakes. That's my point. And that is, why do they need my approval to be black, white, Asian, whatever? You know what? Just own it. That's my point. And if they would just own it and not let themselves be a patsy for George Soros and make everybody say that Black Lives Matter, my gosh. Of course,
well,
every life
okay.
matters.
I have another responding thought to your idea, Rhonda, and that's this. We're not going to change evil in the world. We're certainly not. There's no real point in even addressing the question. Let's make an argument to other peoples and let's get them to change their behavior or like us more or something along those lines.
Like a s'more. Hang on. Who they are.
The issue for us as a white family is to simply is for us to realize that we are a family, that we're in peril, and to defend ourselves. And
when a white man has to apologize for being white. And James, I want to tell you, I had a nephew by marriage that went down to a concert, and one of my other nephews.
Hang on, Rhonda. I don't want to get into too much detail there. But your overall point is interesting. And the two answers are: evil will always be with us. Honesty will not be something we find in the world prevalent. And then, as far as ourselves, we have to defend ourselves, and that's what the Trump revolution is all about. That's what the Trump phenomenon is, Rhonda. Is that white people who elected Donald Trump, and of course, there were some very good non-white people like Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee, and I'll give a little quote from him in just a bit. He was on the Sean Hannity show yesterday, and he made some really excellent points in his admiration of the Trump phenomenon. But they elected Donald Trump, and what it was it was overall, it was white people waking up to the fact that we're actually, our boat is sinking, we're in peril, we've got to stick together as a people and protect our survival, protect our future generations. And this is a wonderful thing, which is finally happening. Rhonda, thanks as always for calling.
Wait, can I just leave you with this?
Yes,
I wanted to
very
say
brief.
One thing. All right, and that is this, is that anybody that wants me to accept them for who they are does not accept them for who they are. So don't ask me for acceptance. Don't do that. Accept you for who you are, and you won't want to ask me if I accept you.
Okay, well, you're worrying. All right, okay. Well,
James, I don't want somebody that's of a different race to ask for my approval. As white people, we should not ask for anybody's approval. Black people should not ask for anybody's approval. Asian people, blah, 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 go on and on, should not have to ask for anybody's acceptance, because God made them who they are. God made them who they are. They are not a mistake, and
Rhonda,
they should just embrace themselves. What?
Rhonda, excellent
yes,
point.
James.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. All right, thanks. Bye.
All right. Okay. Let me go to a segment in which Sean Hannity is talking to Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee. Let me go to that right now. Let me see if I have it. Yes, I do. I have it queued up here. This is an example here of we talked yesterday. We played some of that press conference that Donald Trump held, in which he made some great, great statements. And we're going to hear David Clark's reaction right after this break. Stay tuned.
Like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Guess my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' claim.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. You no head. I'm just one of many. Can't get,
and get no respect. Politically. Correct. Here are a couple little audio bits that are wonderful that occurred in the last 24 hours. Sebastian Gorka first, then Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee next, and actually before both of those, we'll just do a little reprise here of just a few seconds of the wonderful things that Donald Trump said and in his press conference that we played yesterday. And here is Donald Trump. He can't be topped in this one. Here he is right here. He says it perfectly.
Because what we have right now is a joke, and it's a laughing stock. And no wonder so much of this stuff takes place. And I think I can speak for plenty of other countries, too, that are in the same situation.
Okay. Now, here's Sheriff David Clark's reaction to that, and Sebastian Gorka as well. Here's what they had to say. Let me find it for you here. Here it is. Sebastian Gorka for a few seconds, then Sheriff David Clark.
They did this because of animus to America, our foreign policy. I've got a news flash for Matthews, for Jake Tapper, for the former president of the United States. You know what? Why what happened yesterday happened? Because they hate who we are and what we stand for. We are the pinnacle of Judeo-Christian civilization. We believe in the dignity of the individual. We believe in liberty and democracy. That's why they are coming here to kill us. President Obama yesterday tweeted after the attack that an attack had happened in Manhattan. It wasn't an attack, Mr. Obama. It was a jihadi terrorist attack.
Yeah, last word, Sheriff Clark. It's interesting. After all that has happened around the world, still people don't want to use vetting. They still don't want to secure the border. And I'm thinking these policies now are endangering good innocent Americans. These people that were mowed down yesterday, riding their bicycles, taking a walk on a beautiful autumn fall day. It's just ridiculous to me.
Well, no doubt about it, but there is some good news here. President Donald Trump is the only elected official in the Beltway in Washington, D.C. who gets it. I heard his press conference this afternoon. It was brilliant. It was spot on. Not only has he identified the enemy and identified what the problem is, and he did it during his entire campaign. I think it's one of the big reasons he got elected, but he's also going to do something about it. I was glad to hear that he's going to suspend this crazy diversity lottery program until Congress can get their act. And that's Congress has been a problem to both parties. They've refused to tackle immigration to make this country safe. But, you know, like I said, we got a commander in chief now who's going to do everything within his power to keep us safe.
I love when the president, these are soulless animals. If you can mow down innocent people and slaughter them, you're evil. This is evil in our time. Let's wake up. For all the rest of you in the media, wake up.
Yes. That's where we started with this show. It's simply evil. That's what all good people have been fighting for all of time, fighting evil. And this is the manifestation of it that we face in our time. Very good words there from Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee, who endorsed Donald Trump early on and campaigned, got on the campaign plane with Donald Trump and gave some really important speeches. Likewise, Sebastian Gorka, who was a right-hand man to Steve Bannon and still is. He's now at Breitbart, Sebastian Gorka, who called Steve Bannon, the second most powerful man in America. I like that formulation. But I like what Sheriff Clark said. He's the only politician inside the Beltway who gets it. Very, very good stuff. Let's take another call here in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Good evening, James, and happy holiday season to you and all the audience and everybody. First off, getting talking about this diversity lottery that Chucky Schmucky Schumer has put on us, that was all by design, so they could get all these Israelis, these Russian Jews to come in the United States. That was a point.
Tom, hang on. Now, I hate to keep saying this to you, okay? But, you know, we do have a problem with excessive power of left-wing Jews in America. Nobody more aware
Israeli
of that.
I'm not saying Russians. Well, I meant to say Russian.
Hang on, Tom. Tom, here's the problem. You know, you may be unaware of this, but if you go back and listen to yourself, pretty much every sentence or every point you make starts out with your animus towards Jews, okay? And that comes off as crackpot. You know, there are a lot of problems in the world. There are a lot of things going wrong, and they're not all, it's not Jew. So just,
I understand that, James. I understand what you're saying, but my point is that Schumer, who he is, the Democratic Party has a plan, and that's their plan and their plot. You well know as I do, James, that they're trying to flood this country with all these illegals
here's what I'm trying to help you with, okay? Includes all these white liberals, okay? They're not Jews, okay?
They're correct.
they includes lots of people from, you know, all over the world who want to invade America. They're not Jews. Okay, so here's my point, Tom. I know if I can't get this across to you, you know, I don't know, but you're on a mission as if, you know, there's no one in this audience who is unaware that Chuck Schumer is a Jew. There's not one single person in the this audience that needs to be reminded by you of that fact. And here's the problem.
I hope so.
Okay, so don't keep reminding them, okay? Because here's the result.
Okay, fine.
No, listen to me. Here's the result of that style, is that you or anybody who adopts that style comes across as a crackpot who's obsessed with, you know, I'm going to root out the Jews. And, you know, that doesn't work with white America. Our audience is white America. And of course, sensible people of any race anywhere. But I'm a white man. So my family, my audience, the people I talk to are white people. And we need to be convincing. We need to be persuasive to them, okay? Which means give an argument that strikes them as being very fair, very well reasoned, presented.
Dave, I understand what you're saying.
But Tom, let me, because I have to go over this over and over again with you. So I'm kind of trying to figure a way. And maybe it's hopeless.
No,
maybe
it's not hopeless, Dave. I got to explain myself. Let me explain. If the white Christians are the majority in this country, we elected Donald Trump as president. I told you a year ago he's going to get elected. I told you way before anybody. And I know Trump's going to win another 4 years if he runs again, I know he will. But my point is this, James. We know who's running. We know what's going on here with this immigration and a lot of this nonsense and this nincompoop stuff. But if we are truly the majority of the white males, like Matt Ledger was talking today on the Ledger Report on OAN News, Michelle Obama is a racist toward white males. All she does is put down the white males in this country who made this
country
on earth.
Get to your point.
We're the majority, James. We are the majority, and I thought the majority rules. And if the majority rules, we surely should have immigration reform. My point is this: we need to stop immigration. We should have a moratorium on immigration. We should have levers that are being pulled. Like you're saying, Trump is trying to save this country from. If it would have been a Hillary election, it would have been a total annihilation, James.
Yes.
Now that Trump's in there, yes, we're going to be saved. This country,
now,
I think,
Tom,
is going to look at a market.
Tom,
it's wonderful.
Okay, and Tom, trust me, when I created this show, it was created on the premise that Trump was going to win. You didn't tell me that Trump was going to win. Okay, and you didn't tell
the
world.
I agree with you. I totally agreed with you, James.
All right.
I didn't say nothing
about
it. I wasn't
okay, and I apologize.
I agree with you. Win.
I'm nitpicking there. I apologize.
And you're nitpicking on me, James, and I don't think it's fair because I've been with you.
No, the earlier point, Tom, of sounding like a whack job is not nitpicking. Okay, so here's what I'm saying. Listen to Steve Bannon's speeches. Listen to Sebastian Gorka's speeches. Listen to Sheriff David Clark. Listen to Sean Hannity. Listen to the way they talk. Now, hang on. These guys are winning. They just won the presidency of the United States. Listen to how they talk.
Believe it or not, James, there's some things I don't like about Rush, but I listen to Rush Limbaugh when I have an opportunity.
But listen, Tom, get my point. There's a difference between winning and losing. The style of argument that you present has been losing for more than half a century. I mean, losing big. Okay, it doesn't persuade white people. The style of communication that you hear from Sean Hannity, from Ann Coulter, from Laura Ingraham, that style from Donald Trump just won the big one, and they're winning Senate seats left and right. So I want us on this show, I want, you know, all of us, okay, to learn. The Trump phenomenon is a chance to learn. Now, a lot of the people, I think most of the people in the audience, don't need to learn this. They either already knew it or it's obvious to them. But I'm hoping that people who haven't understood this will learn from Donald Trump and from Steve Bannon and Sean Hannity that there's a way to be persuasive with white America. There's a tone, there's a content that works with white America. And so I have a very good
Jewish friend. You know what he has on his house when you walk in? It says, "I'm a Jew for Jesus." Okay, so you know, as far as the Jews go, there's some wonderful Jews. I'll admit that there actually is. But guess what? the ones that are heck bent on destroying this country, who believe in the culture, the communism ideology, like
yes, there you go again, Tom. There you go, Tom. You could talk for 3 hours on this, for 10 hours, for 50 hours. Okay, all right. But the point is, Tom, you come across as a whack job when you do that. Okay.
Well, you may say so, guys, but I think James, I'm just trying to.
Tom,
I'm just
the
glad
bad
Trump
guys.
He's
hang on. Hang on. The bad guys are. There are bad guys among blacks, among Mexicans, among Asians. Okay, but that's not what you present. What you present pretty much in every presentation you make is Jew, Jew, Jew. Okay, and that comes across as unhinged, and it's not persuasive. Tom, I'm telling you, it's been losing. Tom, I'm more familiar with this style than you are, and I've been exposed to it and immersed in it much more than you have. It's been a failure for more than half a century. And here you have
James,
the guy.
Can I ask you a question? In 1965, James, how did that immigration bill actually get passed? I guess you're right. I guess a lot of liberal whites voted for it because I looked at that 1965 immigration bill, and I guess you're absolutely right. A lot of liberals voted for that.
Yes, they did. It did pass. Okay, yes. But anyway, Tom, thank you. Thank you. And we'll see you next time if you're opening
statement
is something
James.
Other
Merry
than.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Okay, buddy. Yes, Merry Christmas to you, Tom. All right. Folks, that was instructive. And let's go to George in Texas. That's a rough call to follow, George. Go ahead.
How you doing? I'm not going to be over the top. All I can say is, Mark, you can't blame the Jews. There's plenty of blame to go around in all races.
Well, sure, but George, you can blame, the Jews who have done the worst things to our world. Of course you can blame them specifically and directly and strongly. But if you, there's a bunch of bad guys, and they're not all Jews, and not all Jews are bad guys. But when you talk the way Tom talks, you come across as somebody, and there are people like this in the world. There are people who are obsessively hateful of Jews, just in general. I mean, they are true anti-Semites. If somebody's Jewish, that's all they need to know. And they hate him. Well, that comes across as unhinged to an American who respects Stephen Miller, who is Donald Trump's Jewish, incredible, brilliant speechwriter. Michael Savage is a brilliant radio show host. He's Jewish. Matt Drudge is Jewish. They're great Jewish patriots. So. But go ahead, George. I'm stepping on your time here. Go ahead, George.
And the thing is, Mark, I pray for the president often in this country, and I can tell you one thing. For what some of the people are saying, like Donald Trump is running Antifa and all that stuff from the other side, and he's been in charge of making the cops stand down in Charlottesville, Virginia. It's like the answer I get in prayer is, Donald Trump is not in fully control of the bureaucracy as he would like to be. There's a lot of elements and factions within the government that are trying to work against him.
Yes. Donald Trump is riding the meanest bull in the rodeo.
Yeah, and the thing is that, he hasn't done everything right. I think he should have been a more bullish, going after the bureaucracy, and I think you should have been bullish going to Congress saying we need to pass a new law so it makes it easier to fire these government employees. It takes an act of Congress to fire them anyway.
Right. George, the beautiful news is this, is that that there's more, that Donald Trump is followed by wave two, which is you and the audience of this radio show and this radio show itself. We're part of that second wave of people appreciating what Donald Trump brilliantly has done. And then we're going to follow up. We're going to elect Judge Roy Moore in Alabama, who's now leading, I think, am I remembering right? He's ahead by 12 points right now over his Democratic challenger. We're going to elect a Patriot Senate, or enough Senate Patriots, rather, so that Donald Trump can then, as you say, George, he can't ride this bull all by himself. So we're going to rope that bull with these senators, with congressmen that are patriots, with media that's run by patriots like Steve Bannon and Sebastian Gorka, and patriots like David Clark in Milwaukee. And this second wave You know, it's going to be a fight all the way. It's going to be tough. And we may, you know, this is not guaranteed that we'll win. This is hairy. And so, and what I'm saying to, you know, like guys like Tom, you know, this is for real. This is for all of our descendants. This is for the whole future of all of us and our descendants, even more importantly. So we can't, we've got to be responsible. We've got to be, you know, if we're losing, if something that we do loses and loses and loses, we've got to take a moment, self-reflection, and go, am I screwing this up? And if we are, we have to stop. And if somebody wins, we've got to learn, how did he win? We've got one more segment. Stay with me, George. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
we're back, folks.
A man is hard to be. Any man can be.
We're back, folks, and we've only got seconds left in the show. George, I want to give you a thank you. I'm sorry, I put you behind a pretty rough spot there. So thank you, George. I love the comments you make.
Can I make a couple more comments?
Just one. Just make one, George, because I've got one more guy behind you before we have to close the show. Go ahead, George. One more point.
And that is, I oppose Donald Trump's tax plan. I think the tax plan should be 10% across the board, corporate, individual, and everything. That means if God only asks for 10%, the government shouldn't ask for any more than that.
That's a valid plan. George, that's good. It's a valid plan. And I really like the one that Donald Trump actually is bringing out, which is a tax cut for all of us, a huge tax cut for corporations that's going to really boost our economy and float all boats of all Americans. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, I apologize. We're short time here. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, it cut off part of what you said there. But last night you mentioned Roy Beck, and I would like to encourage anybody to pay very close attention to how precise he is about making sure that people understand he is looking at the numbers, and that is, you know, the name of his effort, you know.
He's a genius.
Yes, but he is pointing out very precisely that all immigrants that are here legally, that are citizens, have just as much a stake in the immigration policy as those people that were born here, and we're about to be outnumbered, I think, by the year 2032 or something, by more people born to immigrants. There'll be more immigrants, non-Native Americans here. That's why they wanted to make Arnold Schwarzenegger president, because they know that this is happening, that there's going to be more people here that were born somewhere else, unless immigration policy is changed.
Yes.
And it's not racist. It's not racist at all.
Yes, and that's why the black sheriff of Milwaukee, David Clark, is with you. And he wants to shut our borders down. Because you're exactly correct. It's in the interest of all Americans, including non-white Americans, to save our country. Go ahead,
We're headed towards 600 million people in this country before the end of this century, probably close to 650 million, unless something has changed. And it's really harming the other populations, because we are often robbing the best and brightest that could improve the lot of those people that they're leaving. And so we're often taking people and resources away from these other poor populations, many of which, something like 3.5 billion, are more poor than those that are coming in from Mexico.
Mike, I wish we had an hour to let you go on, because you have mastered the facts, and you've also mastered the style that wins. What you're saying, Mike, and the way you're saying it is very persuasive to your fellow white folks, and of course to others as well.
That's the point, and that's why the Southern Poverty Law Center targets people that are like Roy Beck and myself and others, because they know we have the facts.
Yes, and you've got the style that wins. Mike, thank you. I can't urge you to call more times enough. Folks, we'll be back again tomorrow night. Stay tuned for that show. Thanks for listening.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.